This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, I mean, listen, open to any idea, and we've had a bunch, and love these from the callers, but my main thought is you just need to have an idea. There needs to be something, and wild to me that the NBA would jump into something like this without that. And there's all kinds of fun ways, and it could be as simple as this. What about this? Because again, all the ideas we're coming up seem to penalize the opponent of whoever the NBA Cup winner is.
Yep.
And I can see some people going, well, that's not fair. What'd that team do wrong? Why do they need to be penalized? What if it was as simple as this? This isn't perfect. It's not great, but it's an idea. You win the NBA Cup, that is an automatic tiebreaker winner. No matter what the situation is, you could have been beaten by that team four times in the regular season. But if you tie for the fifth seed in the playoffs, you win. Automatic tiebreaker winner.
Yeah.
That's small. It's
small,
subtle.
Not sexy enough for me.
I agree, but like, it's something. That's all I'm asking is for something.
It's a something.
Just give me one slice of the pizza. I don't need four slices.
Yeah, I just don't know if that's motivation enough for a team to, we get the tiebreaker.
Again, apparently they don't need to be motivated. They already are. I want us to be motivated.
Well, and here's the thing, and you mentioned it, NBA Cup TV ratings, they're down 10% from last year. But the bigger issue, NBA ratings in general on ESPN, they're down 28% through late November. NBA TV ratings are absolutely in the toilet.
Concerning. And this NBA Cup was built for that. It was built solely because so many people said, I ain't watching basketball until football's over.
Right.
It was built for now. That's why they play it so early in the season. It's not a mid-season tournament. It's an early season tournament. And it's not helping so far. I don't know if the trip to Vegas is all of a sudden going to be through the roof.
No.
Let me guess. I doubt it.
Well, the two things that would really help the sport and help the ratings are two things that will never come to pass. Number one would be change the schedule so that you don't overlap with football so much. And number two would be make it so these contracts aren't all fully guaranteed, because you pay a guy $260 million over 5 years, and he's good. He can play, and a lot of them do, or he can not play. And some of them don't, and there's no repercussion.
888-957-9570, the number. Comments from Anthony Slater on Kuminga, moments away. Warriors Live starts in less than a half hour, but some more ideas coming in. Justin in Menlo Park, hi, thanks for the call.
Yep, yeah, thanks for taking the call.
Yeah,
so these are all hilarious. Yep, can you hear me?
Yeah, we sure can.
Okay, these are all hilarious and half-baked, so I got another one. The UN card is absolutely hilarious.
We like that.
So this one doesn't hurt anyone, and it does help the team, and it helps the fans, so I think it's pretty good. What if you win, you get some extra cap space that you can use and some extra money so that you can go out and acquire maybe a player that you didn't have cap space for And so the fans can get excited about that because it sort of brings a new shiny kind of player.
I don't hate it. I don't hate
Nothing sexier than cap talk.
An extra mid-level exception. I'm in. Yeah. How about a high-level exception?
It doesn't hurt anyone.
So, nope, like, I agree.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
All right. Put it on the leaderboard.
Oh, okay.
That's actually awesome.
Justin, thank you.
You win the cup, no cap. So for the next year, there's no cap.
They call it the cap cup. Yeah.
Yeah. I like that, though. You get an extra $10 million.
Listen,
1 year only, you can go out there and get yourself a brand new shiny D'Anthony Melton.
I am going to be the easiest audience on these ideas that any of you have ever had. I'm going to say yes to everything. I'm literally just asking for the league to do anything. Just say hello to your fans who are leaving you in droves right now. Just say hello. Just say something. Like, I can't believe that smart people went into a room to talk this out and built on it, by the way, for multiple years discussing this event. And they came out and, like white smoke when there's a new pope, we got it. We're going to give $500,000 to each of the players if they win. Oh, for the love of Pete. You didn't even think of the fans? Like, did that even cross your mind?
Sure. Fans would be happy to know that Trayce Jackson-Davis is getting one-third of his salary based on an NBA Cup win. That makes me feel good.
I mean, it's not that I feel bad about it. I don't want Brandon Pajemski to not get $500,000, but I ain't losing sleep over it. I am not losing sleep over it, and it is not activating my butt to get in front of the TV and root my ass off for a game that does nothing for my favorite team. Nothing. RC in Napa. Hi, RC. Thanks for calling.
Willie and Dibby, how you guys doing?
What's up, RC?
On IR this year after this whole 49er thing. I pulled a muscle.
I get it, brother.
Hang in there, big guy.
There's brighter days ahead.
Yeah, it's so depressing. It's frightening. But I got a great NBA Cup idea to go along with these other crazy ones. I think this one's even better. What we're going to do is allow the victor to reverse one of the games they've had against any team in the NBA to where they get to say, that was a loss that we hung on you. You didn't win. So it would be great. Then we could have an announcement show where Steph gets up there and says, you know, I didn't ever care for the Boston Celtics after the 2022. So they're going to go from first place in their Eastern Conference to second because I'm hanging a law. We won the game that we actually lost to them.
I like
one,
it.
You get to change one score of one game.
Put the thing down, flip it, and reverse it.
It's the Mulligan Cup.
I love
Cup.
It.
The
yeah.
Mulligan Cup.
RC.
Thanks, RC.
Again, like I said, I'm going to like everything. I like it.
No, these are all, like, some are half-baked, some are fully baked.
Yeah, if you called right now and you're like, one game in January, the other team has to play upside down. Fine! Like, I'm honestly, like...
Each player on the court only gets one shoe.
One game where you get to tell the other team, that guy can't play. You get to go to Denver and be like, Jokic, sorry.
It's the cancel cup.
You're out!
Yeah, it'd be a cancellation sensation.
Great! I mean, I don't care.
These are all great.
I just want to be heard.
No, oh,
I just want to be
so
seen
sad.
And heard.
I get it.
No, I'm trying to represent all of us. I don't mean me.
No.
And I just want us to be seen and heard. Can you just, NBA, don't you understand why people are leaving right now? You don't make it about us. You make it about you.
Well, it's always been about them.
But not in other sports.
Well, this is not other sports. And
well,
there's a reason
like,
why
be
baseball
like,
is in a similar spot because there's too much product and not enough urgency.
Be like football.
The NFL is gold
yes.
because there's a scarcity of product, and I don't want to have to mention this to you because I know it really makes you sad.
Hey.
We're down to 64 games in the National Football League. Tomorrow,
I can't believe that
there's 64 more of these babies. And every time that I do the math and every time that I point it out, there's 272 in a year. We've had 208. We've only got 64 left.
I hate it.
Scarcity, urgency. Basketball doesn't have it. The Atlanta Hawks last year were god-awful, and you're a play-in team. Come on in, Atlanta. You don't have to even be mediocre. You could be crappy. craptastic. And you get to have bonus basketball. In baseball, they've gone the same way with more wild cards. It's scarcity and urgency. Neither of the sports has it. And they tried to do that with this cockamamie cup that I love, and it doesn't work.
By the way, tucked into this conversation, I can't believe that you like this. You hated this last year.
Oh, I was all in.
No, you weren't.
Dude, check the tape.
You were so sarcastic and disingenuous. You did not.
I do sarcasm and disingenuousness. It's what I do. Gosh.
Some of these, our text line is coming up with phenomenal, stupid ideas.
Okay.
Here's one that'll never happen.
We got full phones, too.
I know. 50% discounted home court ticket prices for the remainder of the regular season. Owners would never do it.
Owners would tank.
Let's see. NBA Cup winner gets a top five draft pick. Winner gets to plant a flag at midcourt.
That's pretty good. quick aside, did you see that Ohio is looking to pass a bill that makes it a felony?
Yeah, Ohio.
Flag planting.
You've been nuts all along. You still are. Keep being you. Everyone for the other team in the next game has to shoot left-handed.
Man.
Podziemski would be like, sweet.
I love this thing. Totally. I was trying to think of another lefty.
Chris Mullen is on line one. Yeah. All right, let's get a bunch of people want to weigh in on this. Wesley in Fremont. Hi, Wesley. What's cooking?
Gentlemen, how you doing tonight?
We are good.
Awesome, awesome. So the winner of the NBA Cup should automatically get thrown into the draft lottery, man.
The winner of the not bad.
That's pretty good.
So you're a good team.
I mean, and if they already of the teams that are already playing in the tournament, unless it's like a lower seeded team, they're not going to have a pick any or a draft lottery anyway. So throw them in the lottery, and if they're already in the lottery, I'm sure the NBA can take it from there.
Maybe you get a second lottery pick. That would incentivize the crappy teams to show up in the cup.
This will shock you. I like it.
I like the pick.
I swear to God, you can tell me that the winners get to cut the hair of the losers. Can you make it
again,
fun for
back
us?
Back to Pods. He's out.
Yeah, Pods. I'm like, out. Whoa.
Yo.
Whoa.
Yeah. Leave my locks alone.
I was like, whoa.
Kid.
Totally.
Yeah. Greg on 680. Greg, what's good?
Well, so this is more about, thanks for taking my call. This is more about just the NBA in general. I've always thought, why not time up the NBA finals to end right when football training camp starts? And then back it up from there, and then you're competing against baseball, and I think basketball beats baseball every day. And that way you have interest in it because there's nothing else to watch. And, yeah, I like the other one, lottery pick. Thanks.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Greg.
Thank you, Greg.
Appreciate it.
I agree with that as far as the schedule goes. Even if you started the NBA season around Christmas, let's just say December 1st, you start it right now, then you'd get into this two-month ramp-up part of the season. Football's over, and then bang, you get right into the meat of your season. You own February, you get March, April baseball starts, and now you're at your All-Star break, and then you play all the way until June and start
sure.
the playoffs.
That's such a cataclysmic change, though. Like, I mean, I get the sentiment. I really do.
Yeah.
But every time people call in, and whether it's baseball, it's like, stop this 162 games, let's play 100. It's like, oh. Why don't you call the owners and tell them to hand you $1 billion? Like, they're not going to do that. And the same thing with the NBA. I get why people say that. Stop fighting football so much. There could be schedule adjustments. To move this whole thing 2 months is quite an ordeal.
Do you know how long the NBA has been playing 82 games in the regular season?
I feel like my whole life.
Longer than your whole
yeah.
life. My whole life.
Even longer than that?
1967-68 is when they switched.
That's the young people.
Wow, that
Randy, you're gonna mock a sick man?
That blew up in your face.
I'm feeling better
yeah,
though.
Yeah, you
so.
Tried I know. I, can tell.
I think I'm catching Dibs disease.
That must have been Monday.
Oh God, I think it was.
56 years is the answer. So
yeah.
All of a sudden now we're
gonna change.
60 games.
Yeah.
We're going back.
Matt in San Jose. Hi, Matt. What's good?
Willer Dibs, good to talk to you guys. How y'all doing?
Matt A.
Good, Matt.
All right, so you know how in the NFL, no matter how bad the division winner might be, and we are praying that the Niners are getting that spot, you win the division, you get a home game. So if you win the NBA Cup, you get a home series.
I like it, no matter what. So if you're the sixth seed, you automatically have home court advantage in a potential game seven.
Or what if no matter your seed, and Matt, thanks, this is fun, like just extra home game. Extra home game. If you're the one seed, you get to play games 1, 2, and 3.
Man.
At home.
Again, if you're... That feels a little harsh if you happen to be the 5 seed.
Well, and
you're in that 4-5 matchup.
I'm trying to work that part out where like these awards we're giving only really attack some or even just one other team that's sort of sitting here like they're catching a stray.
Totally.
They're like, I don't have anything to do with this.
And now we got to have games 1, 2, and 3. We're down 3-0.
Yeah.
All 3 games on the road. And they happened to, we had the same record in the regular year, but they won some cockamamie tiebreaker. And so now we're the 5 seed.
I tell you what, that extra mid-level exception or whatever idea is really not bad. Like extra cap space. And you went out there and signed a player and literally had a press conference where you're like, this is our NBA Cup guy.
Yeah.
Look at him. He's wearing a cup. He's wearing a crown on his head. And he is the award for the NBA Cup.
It's pretty good.
And they have a press conference and a celebration almost like Mr. Irrelevant in the NFL draft.
Yeah.
Like NBA Cup guy for the year. I don't know. I mean, like, sure. And that doesn't penalize any other team.
Not really. Or, there's a competitive imbalance because you got an extra $12 million on your salary
that
cap.
That penalizes everybody else equally. All the teams
agreed.
That didn't win the
NBA
Cup.
That, I think, is where we have to drill down on. If you're going to award a team, you can't punish just one team as a result.
Big Al in Lafayette. Hi, Big Al. What are you doing?
Willer Dibbs. An honor to be on the line with you guys. Happy holidays.
Honor to have you, Big Al. Thank you to you as well.
So here's the serious recommendation is that the I don't know if it's already been said, but automatic minimum 6 seed in the playoffs. So you get in, you win the cup. And then the next home game after winning the cup, the owners have to give all the fans a free hot dog and a free drink. Okay, so we get to celebrate them.
Okay.
And then the goofy one here is the next. After the NBA Cup, they can choose any game in the season and choose one team to play their G League affiliate. How's that sound?
That's pretty good.
Yeah, Big Al, those are fun. Those are excessive, but they're fun.
So instead of traveling to take on Boston and Tatum and Jaylen Brown and all the fellas, you're taking on the whoever G League affiliate that would be.
Hey, didn't baseball a couple of years ago or maybe even last year... Didn't they float the idea of choosing your opponent in the playoffs?
Yeah.
Like, if you were the one seed, you would, and I don't, it hasn't happened yet.
I think it was last offseason.
But it was floated. This was floated. What if we explored something like that? You win the NBA Cup. If you make the playoffs,
pick your foe.
Pick your opponent.
Yeah. You get to pick it.
So if you're the 6 seed, you're like, we're playing the 5 seed.
Right, or you're playing the 8 seed, or whoever comes out of the play-in.
We'll take the 8 seed. Sure. And now we'll get home court. And like the penalty only falls down a little bit. The 1 seed would play the 7 seed instead of the 8 seed or whatever.
Right.
Like, I don't think that's a terrible idea. And I did, like, it's fun. That's fun. And this is the other thing the NBA should have thought of. That will lead to discussion. It will lead to interest.
Right. This format does not lead to much discussion other than how much do you hate it?
There's nothing to discuss.
That's the only discussion.
There's nothing to discuss. What do you want us to do? Get pods on the air and tell us what he's going to do with his 500 grand? Yay.
Like,
create some.
You can't book him, Lucas.
Create some debate. The one thing. And by the way, Grandy and Lucas, you'll like this. A very, very dear friend who got very mad at me over the weekend because she was listening when I said college football is the stupidest thing that's ever lived. And she's very sad. She's a big Georgia Bulldogs fan. I just want to reel back the take a little bit because I was angry and it was awesome.
Yeah.
I was angry in that moment.
I'm angry, Jeff. That's awesome.
Yes. Yeah, so I will say that this is one thing that college football, sort of the part that I hated the most, which was people just deciding who got to play in the national championship at the end of the year. I think that's the dumbest thing, the most anti-sport thing in sports. which is really the core of my point. It's not that I don't like watching college football games. I just hate the way the season ends. And it's getting better. They're expanding it more. I love that there's home games this time around. That's very cool. But tucked into the stupidity was one smart thing. It always led to debate. And that's smart. That works. It works in American content. I don't know if you've all noticed this. Literally, ESPN ran on a platform of embrace debate for years. So if you've got everybody yelling at one another about who should be playing and where they should be playing and all that, that's good. What the NBA did here was they created an event that is debateless. What do you want me to say about it? Oh, I've been to Vegas once. It's fun.
Yeah.
Cool.
The courts are pretty cool.
What is there to say, NBA? Make something happen. And then we'll talk about it.
Exactly.
And we'll be interested.
Well, we've spent 45 minutes talking about it.
Well,
so.
I know, but this is a law of diminishing returns. Like the debate cannot be, wow, this sucks. Like, that's
no,
not...
No, it doesn't.
Like,
it's carried us for an hour.
Yeah, but...
It is diminishing returns.
Yeah, how long are we going to do that?
Hopefully another 7 minutes till Warriors Live hits.
We got more cup ideas. Here we go to Pete in Moraga. Hi, Pete. Have you ever ran into Dan Dibley at the local Home Depot?
No, I haven't. I'd like to someday, though.
All right. Yep. He's a big handyman.
We have an orchard, I prefer to go to the Ace, actually, right there in
of course.
In the Moraga Shopping Center. All right, shop locally. Think globally.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Pete.
Ace is not Absolutely. Local, but anyway, go ahead.
More so than Home Depot.
Not really.
So here we go, guys. So MLB's got the Rule 5 draft going on right now. So what if the winner gets to pick a player, an unprotected player from one of the other teams?
Wow.
Like it.
Yeah. I mean, because obviously you would allow them to protect a lot of players. So you might get a Lindy Waters, for example.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
Someone like that. Pete, we'll put it in the bucket.
I like it, Pete.
Thank you, Pete.
Not the best, but not the worst either.
Again, I'm putting them all in the bucket. We can just draw one out of a hat. We can do it different every year.
Yeah.
That'd be even more fun.
And you could even... And I know this isn't sexy either, but even if you gave a team an extra second-round pick, which wouldn't necessarily be, you know, second-round picks don't usually work out in the NBA.
LeBron is listening. I'm sorry. Right. A second-round pick, you say?
I got another kid coming up. I mean, we could use that.
Trust my wife. She can come to games, too.
And actually, his younger son is better than Bronny by all measurements from all the scouts. He's a senior in high school, yeah. So... I don't know if LeBron, I wonder if he's looking to hold on to play with both his kids at
oh,
the same
God's
time.
Oh, for God's sakes. No, I wouldn't think
Maybe
so.
Maybe the three of them will represent the USA in the 3-on-3 in the Olympics.
Can't even make it to January in this season. He's already begging out. There was part of that, by the way, not the being away from the team part. There was discussion today about how LeBron has asked out of more games so far this year. As J.J. Redick said, quote, because he's been gassed. Doesn't sound like somebody's going to be playing.
The dude's about to be 41.
Yeah.
On my sister's birthday.
Right. I ain't ripping him. It's like, how much longer do you want this guy to play?
Right. Tiger Woods, LeBron James, Gail Dibley, December 30th.
That's a big day.
It's a titanic birthday.
The Lions will also be here.
Yeah, and we will be there.
You're damn right we will.
Yep.
Nelson in South City. Hi, Nelson. What's up?
Hey, what's up, boys? How you guys doing?
We're good, brother.
Hey, Dan Schulman says hello. Hope you guys are doing great. My suggestion would be to take 4 or 5 of the best ideas and allow the winning team to select at the end of the season. This way, you're talking about drama, you're talking about debate. This will go throughout the end of the season, and the team can decide, hey, if they end the season in the lottery pool, they get an extra pick. If they get an extra, if they make it to the playoffs, hey, we get to decide if we want that extra home game or not. So whatever those best options are, they get to select at the end of the season.
That's pretty good. I like that.
That's
and tell
Sheldon
I say, what up? I owe him a visit out there at the Montclair Country Club. I got to get back out there.
Thanks, Nelson.
You get to play your card. So you have one of five, like, super cards. And if you're the 12th seed, well, then you're... You're not going to play the seed jumper because it doesn't do you any good, but maybe you play the extra mid-level money card.
I mean, how about this? To add an idea to the group of ideas or an idea for the ideas. What if every year you came up with multiple ideas before the season started, just like you do for the All-Star game, put it to a big fan vote. What do you want the award to be this year?
Yeah.
And let the fans actually be involved in deciding how you finish your cockamamie Emirates event, and then they will feel some ownership to it. I mean, again, all I'm into is just involving your audience.
Yeah.
Is that not like the number one thing in American content right now? Involve the audience. How do advertisers want to advertise? They want people to do earned media. They want to stick an advertisement on your car door, and they'll pay you, and you drive around and advertise for them. They want you to share on social media. How often do you see that? Make sure you share, or we'll give you 50% off one item if you tweet a picture of yourself wearing this. Like, they want your involvement. Why can't the NBA do that? They're usually so good on social media.
Yeah, very good, and very good at fan engagement for the most part, yet this cup, they haven't found a way, but hopefully they're all listening because we've come up with tremendous ideas, and I think we have one more that we can tap into as we wrap this up.
Adam, 101. Hello, Adam. What are you doing?
Hey there. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Yes, sir.
All right. So one idea that I love is take a bunch of good ideas and you throw them on a wheel, and right after that cup game, they get to spin the wheel to see which prize they win.
Everybody would
add a little drama.
Adam, everyone would watch that.
Yeah.
Like, you get a game show host out there and be like,
with a long pencil microphone.
Yeah.
Time to spin the wheel of crappy ideas.
That's incredible. Can you imagine the drama if it's like you're going to get a lottery pick? Click.
Oh,
sorry. Actually, you are barred from the playoffs for 5 years. I mean, it'd be amazing. Anyway, go ahead, Adam. I know you had more to say.
Yeah, the other idea is I like the idea of an automatic playoff berth. If you're a non-playoff team, you get in. And then if you are a playoff team, you're bumping up one seed and you just knock whoever's in front of you down one.
Yeah,
Adam.
Seed jumper.
Love it.
It's good.
Love it.
Put it on the wheel.
The wheel
put
of
it on the wheel.
What would we call the wheel?
The wheel of crappy cup ideas. I mean, so right when the game ends,
the crappy cup
and
wheel?
Adam Silver gives the cup to the winning team, and then you bring the owner over. All right,
oh, God.
All right, Mr. Lakem, time to spin the wheel of crap.
Spin the wheel.
You know?
Oh, gosh.
It's pretty funny.
I've had more fun in the last half hour talking about this than I have watching or thinking about any actual NBA Cup game all year long.
Until tonight at 6:30.
Except for the Clay game. But it had nothing to do with the fact that it was a cup game. It was because Clay was here. And because Steph had an unbelievable generational performance. Anyway, guess what's coming up on the game? Which is brought to you by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. You know what it is?
It's more us.
Damn right it is. It's us, but talking about different Warrior things. And won't that be phenomenal? In fact, the Slater comments that we were telling you about with regard to Jonathan Kuminga, and then we got going on this NBA Cup thing, we'll have it inside Warriors Live, which is next on 95.7 The Game.